This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Everybody, so this is the third to last year before Purim. So we have, after tonight, only two more. So it's never too early to start preparing for Purim. It's at least 30 days, and why not even before? But here we are. This Shabbos already is Shabbos Mevarchim Adar. And we're all familiar that the Mishnah says, Mishanichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. When the month of Av comes in, we diminish happiness. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, said the name of Rav. Keshem She Mishanichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. Just like when the month of Av, we diminish joy, Kach Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So too when Adar comes in, we increase joy. So I'm just going to confess, in the beginning of this year, I have some bad news for you. Because, you know, things started off good. People love to be miserable. People get a hanah out of being, you know, frowning and growling and being in a grumpy mood. That's what it looks like, right? So, you know, you read the Mishnah, Mishanichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, Baruch Hashem, we have a month, we could be miserable, we could be sad, we could be morose. But then the Gemara Nebuch tells you that there's a month you actually have to be happy. And it gets worse than that, I'm telling you. It gets worse. Just like in the month of Av, you have to be sad, so to the month of Adar, we increase happiness. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, what does that mean? What that means is, if you have a court case with a Gentile, try to wiggle out in the month of Av, and try to arrange it in the month of Adar. Okay. So it's really, unfortunately, I have to be the bearer of this news to you, that I'm sorry to say, that not only Mishanichnas Adar Marvin Besim, but the question is, when does that begin? Because the Gemara uses a very interesting lashon. The Gemara says, Mishanichnas Adar. When Adar enters, what do you mean when it enters? Well, enters what? Who does it enter into? That's a very interesting expression. It enters. It should say, Mishahigia, when it reaches. What do you mean it enters? That's not a typical expression. A month doesn't enter. So comes the Ben Ish Chai on this week's parasha, on the Sefer Adaras Eliyahu. And look, Torah is Torah, and even though it might make some people sad, what could we do? Says the Ben Ish Chai, it's not good enough to start being happy. Aleph Adar. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, you have to start being happy even before then. When? Says Ben Ish Chai, I don't know if people can handle this. But what's the Psha? Mishenichnas. Mishenichnas Adar. He says, I'll give you a mashal. Sometimes the Moilad comes out before the month. In other words, let's say this year Rosh Chodesh Adar is what? Thursday, Friday? Something like that? Thursday, Friday? The Moilad could be earlier than Thursday. Says the Ben Ish Chai, it's not good enough to start being happy already on Thursday. You have to start from when the Moilad comes. Mishanichnas means from when the Kedusha of the month begins to illuminate, which is already from the beginning of the Moilad. So for all those out there who enjoy being grumpy and sad, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to have to start being happy a little bit earlier. But the truth is, it gets worse. We have to take the good with the bad. It really does get worse. So we were Zoycha recently on our last day of a trip to Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday morning. Some guy had the chutzpah to go to the Western Wall on the same day that we wanted to go. This guy Pence, you know, the vice president. And we couldn't get to the Kaisel Tuesday morning. But we got to the edge of the Jewish quarter. We went in through the shuk. And we wanted to go into the yeshiva. They call it Netiv Aryeh. Because in Netiv Aryeh is Rav Avigdor Nebenzahl. There were guys there, mamish, with their guns pointed. And they said, you have a card? I said, no, I'm not a member of the yeshiva. We said, we have a meeting with Rav Nebenzahl. We got in somehow. And so here we have the Sefer Yerushalayim B'mayadeh. They asked Rav Nebenzahl. By the way, we went in. He was sitting in the back left corner, learning in the shtender, Shailos Teshuvos Avnei Nezer. He's straight. Shailos Teshuvos Avnei Nezer, being Magia, the Shailos Teshuvos Avnei Nezer. Says Rav Nebenzahl, they asked him, what does it mean, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha? He says, no, from the Moilad is not good enough. It doesn't say from when the month comes in. Mishanichnas means already from Shabbos Mevarchim. So you have to start well before the month, from Shabbos Mevarchim. So I know you're, at least, Baruch Hashem, you still have a few more days to be sad. You know, Baruch Hashem, you still have a few hours now, and then the whole day tomorrow, you could be grumpy. And then Friday, you know, l'chara, mamish up to shkia, you could still be in a bad mood, but unfortunately, once Friday night comes, once Shabbos comes, you would have to be happy, according to Rav Nebenzal's understanding of the Gemara, mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha. So revel and relish the small amount of time that you still have, but truth is, it really does get worse. Why? Because the Munkacher, you know, you can't stay away from the Munkacher. The Minchas Elazar was asked by his Talmidim, what does it mean, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? So he said, this is an age-old question. They asked the Choyza Milablin, and the Choyza said like this. It says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. That means when Adar comes, you have to start being extra happy. Mashma before Adar, you have to be happy. Adar, you have to be extra happy. So when do you start being happy? That's from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Why Shvat? There's a remez in the pasuk. Which one of the avos symbolize laughter? Yitzchak. Yitzchak means laughter. The pasuk says, "V'yitzchak ba miboy be'er lachai roi." Yitzchak came from be'er. What's be'er? In the beginning of Devarim, it says, "Vayhi ba'ashtei asar chodesh." It was in the 11th month. Be'echad l'chodesh on the first day. Hayo Moshe ba'er. Moshe began to explain. So if it says v'yitzchak ba mi be'er, Yitzchak came from be'er, laughter comes already from Chodesh Shvat. So I know this is a difficult pill to swallow. That means really now you're going to have to be happy now. But don't worry, you don't have to be very happy yet. Very happy is only Chodesh Adar. This month you could be moderately happy, and the truth is, if people train themselves, it's really not that bad. You know, it can be done with enough training. It is possible. But, you know, the truth is I do have good news. Because it's really, you know, if you want to be machmir like the Choyza and start being happy ready Chodesh Shvat, and you want to be machmir like Rav Nebenzal already from Rosh Chodesh benching, but the truth is I have a very good kula for you. Baruch Hashem comes Rav Chaim Knievsky. And Rav Chaim says, no, relax. Don't get so hissed about being happy. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be happy until the second day Rosh Chodesh. Because the first day is not Adar, it's only Mishenichnas Adar. So Baruch Hashem, you could be Soymech on one of the Gedolei Hadar, and you could continue to be grumpy, morose, depressed, sad, sullen. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere.
No,
it says, if du es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem b'simcha. And if you're not serving Hashem, you don't have to be b'simcha, right? So the good news is, according to Reb Chaim, you only have to be happy starting the second day Rosh Chodesh. So don't say that you don't learn some good kulos over here. Continue to be in a bad mood until the second day Rosh Chodesh. Okay, all kidding aside, Rabbi Isai. Yeah, I mean, so the truth is also, it comes out of kula and a chumra la'av. If you're going to be makbid to be happy early in Adar from Shvat, l'chayra, then you have to start being sad in Tammuz. You know, so I don't know. It could be if you're really a grumpy guy, you could try to be machbir on both sides. You could be miserable until Adar starts and start early in Av. You know, for those who enjoy that. But all kidding aside, Mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha. So what are you supposed to do? How is one marbe b'simcha in the month of Adar? So they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, how is one marbe b'simcha in the month of Adar? So Reb Chaim said, "Kedarkei b'kodesh." You know, if you have a siyum to make, you make it in Adar. I mean, what else could you possibly do to make you happy? So says Reb Chaim, if you want to be happy in Adar, schedule your siyumim or your simchas for the month of Adar. Now, what if you don't have any siyumim, you don't have any simchas? Drink a little bit of wine. Drink a little bit of wine. So it says that the stipler would drink a little wine every Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Adar he would drink a little bit more. So the stipler would drink a half an ounce every Rosh Chodesh, you know, and 0.6 of an ounce Rosh Chodesh Adar. But once we're on the subject of Siyumim and Chodesh Adar, I want to talk about the topic of making a Siyum. And we'll tie it all together. When a Siyum begins, we say what's got to be the most mysterious tefillah in our entire liturgy. First we say, Yiratzim ofanecha, Hashem lekeinu v'kei aviseinu shetehei, Right? Very good. Chanina bar Papa. The truth is, Chanina bar Papa in the Gemara is the one who said, Ashrei mi shebala kan, v'tamuda biyadai. So it comes out good. We just said we should take our Torah with us, and that's the memory of Chanina bar Papa. But now we invoke this, like, I don't know what it is. Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achoy bar Papa, Abba Mari bar Papa, Rafram bar Papa, Rochish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, Daru bar Papa. Good for Rav Papa. What in the world has got to do? Price of tea in China. It's got to be the most random thing in every tefillah. What are we doing? Reciting the children of Rav Papa. I mean, that's a good one. Do you ever think about that? Why are we reciting the children of Papa at a siyum? Or any time? What has it got to do with anything? What? So they say, yeah, everybody knows that the Rama has an achuva. That Rav Papa was like a Begeder Moshe. And Papa's Rosh Yeteva is Peh El Peh. And each one of his 10 sons corresponds to Aser Sadibros. You think he came here for me to tell you that? Everybody knows that, right? I got to tell you something new. Right? That's a good Torah. But that's classic Torah. I'm going to tell you something maybe you never heard before. Why are we reciting the 10 sons of Rav Papa? And even if you heard it, you didn't hear it like this. And if you did, you did. You know, okay, then. Fine. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos and Afnon Tes. If you say, that's it? None? I'm okay. The Gemara says in Brachos and Afnon Tes, the Gemara says like this. You see a rainbow. What bracha do you make? So the Gemara says, Zoychar Abris. The Gemara brings a brisa on Rav Shmuel. Neman bevrisa bekayim b'mamaroi. Amar Papa. You know, you could say Zoychar Abris. You could say Neman bevrisa bekayim b'mamaroi. Hilkoch nemrinu l'tarvayu. Just say everything. What do you say? Zoychar Abris. Neman bevrisa bekayim b'mamaroi. Say everything. You say, Reuven says A, Shimon says B. I say, just say everything. That's one Gemara. A Gemara in Sana Chamed Beis. What do you do when you come out of the Beis Hakisei? So one man d'amar says, you say Roifei Kobasar. Rav Sheisha says, you say Umafli Lasses. Rav Papa said, just say both. Roifei Kobasar, Umafli Lasses. What are you getting involved in Machloikis for? Just make peace. Let's say both opinions. The Gemara in Shabbos says, how much of the wood has to catch on fire before Shabbos starts? Rav says, most of the thickness. Some say most of the circumference. Rav Papa said, get both. Most of the thickness and most of the circumference. Gemara in Tainus, Vavam Abeis, Zayinam and Aleph. What bracha do you make when the rain falls? Not in New York, in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there's a drought. We were by the Kinneret, so they showed us, this is where it's supposed to be, and all the way down there, that's where it is. You know? So the Taka, they, many places, they say special tefillos. Now, there's a drought, there's mamish drought in Eretz Yisrael. So if in, under the circumstances, the rain falls, what do you say? Says Gemara, Roiv Hahaydais. You say a whole nusach that ends Baruch Roiv Hahaydais. Rabbi said, why? Only for most thanks? No, Kalaydais. Amar Papa, so say both. Kalaydais, Roiv Hahaydais. The Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says, what bracha do you make after the Megillah? So the Gemara says, Harabas Rivenu, Adonazinenu, Hanukimus Mazinu, Ravazinu, Salem Gimul, Chavenavshenu, Baruch Ata, Hanifrali, so we call Sarehem, Rava Amar. Hakela Moshia, Samara Papa, say the whole thing, say him and say him. That's how we paskin. How many Gemaras did we quote so far? 5. Marv Raboisai, what do we see the Mahalacha Rav Papa was? Rav Papa was a promoter of peace, was a compromiser. The Baal HaTurim says, Ve'ela HaMishpatim. The word HaMishpatim stands for Chayiv Hadayin Lasos Pshara Koidim Shiyasadin. Something like that, right? We know a dayan always has to make a pshara. Rav Papa was the man of the great compromiser. You say this, you say that, let's do both, let's do everybody. More than that, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, now you have to decide. You want to have children, Talmid Chachamim, son-in-laws, Talmid Chachamim, you want to be a Talmid Chacham, all of the above, none of the above, the Gemara says how you do it. If you love Talmidei Chachamim, says the Gemara, your children will be Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Papa loved Talmid Chachamim. He said, who am I going to go like? You, I love you all so much. All of you. 10 times in Shas, there's a machloikes. And Rav Papa said, Hilkach naminu l'tavayu. Therefore, says Rav Yashiv, in the name of his great Rebbe that nobody ever heard of, and you need to have heard of him. This person, there's kamat no svarim from. He was the Rebbe of Rebbe Yashiv, I believe Rebbe Shlomo Zalman Orbach, yes? And Rebbe Avadya Yosef. All the Gedolei HaPosim in the last era learned psak halacha from this Rav that nobody ever heard of. And the reason nobody ever heard of him is because there's no svarim from him. But he was the Moira Haira Mumcha in Eretz Yisrael from 1922 till 1948. He's called the Rav from Teflek, the Tefleka Rav. He came from the city of Teflek. He was born in 1876. He came to Eretz Yisrael in 1922. He was Nifter in 48. And Rabbi Avadya, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, they learned hands-on training in Rabbanus from the Teflika Rav. Says Hagoyin Rabbi Yashiv. No, he's Polish. But, yeah. There I have incredible stories about him, but not tonight. He says like this, I heard from my Rebbe, the Teflika Rav, 10 times in Shas, there's a machlaikis, Rav Papa was the great compromiser. He says, Hilkach Namrin Ul Tavayu. Therefore, Min HaShamayim, he was rewarded with 10 banim Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, at every Siyam, when we honor the person making a Siyam, we also honor Rav Papa for his mahalach and learning that because he was such a great Ohev Chachamim, he was Zoicha to 10 banim Talmidei Chachamim. An astounding vart, right? You've probably been to many siyumim, a tremendous vart. There's only one problem. You know what the one problem with this vart is? There aren't 10 times in Shas that Rav Papa said, now I put 5 on the sheet. There are 9 times in Shas. And we'll do it the 9 hour, but take my word for it. You could be one off? Yeah, but you're not going to have an extra kid if you're one off. You know, I don't think... Your wife's wondering, like, what's going on? No, you could be one off. I don't think she's going for that. Let's say you come home and you're missing one of the kids. But you can tell your wife, it'd be one off. Right? So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, there are only 9. Rabbi Yashiv, Amaretz. Of course there's a 10th. What's a 10th? The Gemara Brachas Yid Aleph on the Beis. So the Talmidim were thinking, really? I don't know. Rav Papa's name is not even on Yid Aleph on the Beis. Because the Gemara says over there, what's Berchas HaTorah? Says number 14. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asher Yuzon Zazuzon Elastik B'Dei Beis Torah. Rav Yochanan says, Harevna. Rav Hamnuna says, Asher Bachar Banu. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Asher Bachar Banu Zma'ula Sheba Brachas. Hilkach, Lamrinu, Lakulu, so say everything. So he said, Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, that is a shita that you say everything, but it ain't no Rav Papa. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you forgot Rabbi Kivager. The Rabbi Kivager in the Goyan Hashas says, look in the Rif and the Rosh, Amar Reish Pei. The Gersa is not Rav Hamnuna, the Gersa is Rav Papa. Goinus. You know, to Rabbi Yashiv, he's not bothered by that kasha. He knew already that Yud Aleph Amud Beis is the 10th Gemara in Shas that Rav Papa says, Hilkach Namrinu L'Tarvayu. Okay. I was very suspicious of this vart. Because not in print. This is all Tar Shabal Peh. It's in the Sefer Aleinu Shabayach that somebody heard, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein heard from Rabbi Yashiv, who heard it from the Teflika Rav. So I want to find, where did the Teflika Rav write this? So sure enough, in some sefer I never heard of called Oiraisa, in the 20th volume, it brings down the Vart of the Teflika Rav, and guess what? They don't quote this Gemara of Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's not the 10th one. You know what the 10th one is? Get a load of this. Turn to the beginning of your sheet. Amar Yehuda Breder Shmo Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Kishem shemishanichnas av mematin besimcha kach mishanichnas ador marbin besimcha. Omar a papa, if you have a court case with a guy, avoid av, do it in adar. That's the 10th time in Shas that a papa made a compromise. Because there's no compromise over here. There aren't 2 opinions. There's 1 opinion. And Rav Papa says, based on the din, that Mishanichnas Adar Marim Besimcha, arrange your tickets for the month of Adar. So apparently he doesn't buy into Rabbi Kivager's Gersa. I mean, if you take a look, this is the way the Teflika Rav said it. Not the way it's reported in the Aleinu Shabeach, that Yud Alef Amud Beis, based on Rabbi Kiveger's Gerser change. It's this Gemara, Mishenichnas Adar Marim Besimcha, is the 10th example where a Papa made a compromise. And this is where I'm going to make everyone happy. Because it's so interesting. So I found in the footnotes of this Sefer, and by the way, I'll tell you another interesting thing. If you take a look in number 19, there's a Sefer Ner Lameya. Ner Lameya was written by Rabbi Rachmiel Zeltzer. He's the originator of the 100 answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Right? Remember? Everyone used to say there are 100 answers. By the way, now somebody already wrote 500 answers. You know? By the time our kids are going to have Sfarim with 500,000 answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. But he also wrote a Sefer on Purim. And at the end of a Sefer on Purim, he said he heard in the name of the Chassam Sofer this Vart. So in the Sefer Araisa, it says, Chassam Sofer never said this. This is the Teflika Rav's Vart. It's not from the Chassam Sofer. But the 10 examples he gives are the way Rabbi Yashiv said it. That the first Gemara is Yud Aleph Amud Beis, based on Rabbi Kiveger's Gersa chain. Rabbi Kiveger's Gersa chain, right? So, and yet, in the way the Teflika Rav wrote it himself, no, he doesn't say that one. The 10th case is Amara Papa, Hilkach, Kobar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Bahay Akum, right? Lishtami Me Ba'av. How is that an example of a Hachra, of a Pshara? So he brings down, this was the question of Rav Kalman Kahana. And in the Sefer Oiraisa of, you know, tonight's now we have to be Mechabi Tamil Chachamim. So even if we don't know who they are, we'll give them credit. So this is the answer of Rav Amihud Yitzchak Meir Levine. He says a very interesting answer. Everybody knows, right? I'm in number 17 now, okay? Ready? I'm jumping around. He says like this. You know, everybody grew up, Misha Nechnas Adar. Everybody grew up, when the month of Adar comes, you have to be happy. And I know it doesn't make a lot of people feel good. Most people like to be sad. But what could you do? That's what we learned in kindergarten. But I have a question for you. Who says Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? The Gemara. Is it brought in Shulchan Aruch? No. Is it brought in the Rambam? No. The Magen Avraham brings it, but it's not brought, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Torah. Do they hold that you have to be happy in Adar? Chassam Sofer says no. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva a very interesting thing. That the Mishnah says you need to be sad in Av. The Gemara says, well, just like you have to be sad in Av, you have to be happy in Adar. But L'chor, that means the Mishnah holds you don't have to be happy in Adar. And the Chassam Sofer, says a very good svara. Rashi says on the words, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, Purim and Pesach. So everyone's matmi on Rashi. Rashi, by the way, just want you to know, Pesach is not in the month of Adar. What are you talking about, Purim and Pesach? So the Mefarshim say what Rashi is explaining is, who says Adar is a happy month? The answer is because you have two happy occasions, Purim and the next month, Pesach. That's Loit Demanda Omar, that Chazakah is created after two times. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Chazakahs three times. Therefore, the good news is, we don't paskin Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. We paskin. You don't have to be happy in Adar. That's why it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought in the Torah, it's not brought in the Rambam. So it was kedai for you to come tonight. You were worried that at least, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, at the very least, on the second day of Adar, you have to be happy. It's not true. Halacha l'maisa, you do not have to be happy in Adar. All right? Baruch Hashem. So it comes out, there's a machloikis. The Mishnah holds, Reb Sender, you don't have to be happy in Adar. The Gemara brings a braisa, Kishem Shemichas Avim Atim Mesimcha, Kam Shemichas Avim Arbim Mesimcha. Says, Papa, I'm going to make a pshara. You know what the pshara is? You don't have to be happy, but schedule your court cases for Adar. And that's the 10th example in Shas where a Papa is making a hachra between two opinions. Who are the two opinions? The braisa, the Gemara quotes, and the Mishnah. That's how the Sefer Araisa learns the Teflika Rav's 10th example in Shas that a Papa made. A hachra, a pshara. But it comes out, if you put this all together, there are really 11 examples in Shas that Rav Papa made a pshara, yeah? And then I said, wait a second. There's another son of Rav Papa. We forgot to mention him. Because one of the sons of Rav Papa is Abba Mari Bar Papa. But sometimes in Shas you'll find Abba Bar Papa. Are they the same person or are they not the same person? So the Mali HaRoyim says in Shas, they're the same guy. But the Sefer HaYochsen and the Seder HaDoyrois and other historical works on the Gemara, they say they're two different people. So it actually comes out very interesting that there are 11 examples of Rav Papa's Pshara, and he really had 11 Banim Talmidei Chachamim. So why do we only quote 10 of them by a Siyam? So that I found a very interesting thing. There is a Rav, a Talmud of the Maram Shik, for all you Hungarians out there, a Talmud of the Maram Shik, Rav Shimon Palak, Talmud Maram Shik, who said that the Pshat is Rav Papa had a son named Abba Bar Papa, Abba. Did you know that all of Rav Papa's sons passed away? Just like Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons, Rav Papa lost all 10 sons. His first son was Abba. After Abba passed away, he had a son, Abba Mari. The Vilna Gaon says, if Chas Hashem, somebody loses a child, you name the second one after the first one, you add a name. So the first one was Abba, and the second one was Abba Mari, Lashon of Mar. So it comes out very interesting that according to the Teflik HaRav, by every Siyam or Mechabed Rav Papa, we say over his 10 sons, and we acknowledge the fact that he had a very precious Hanhaga, and that is he tried to take into account both Shittos and incorporate both Shittos into the Halacha. Now, so the bottom line is, if a person really needs a Heter not to be happy in Adar, L'chaira, there's legitimate basis that you don't have to be happy in Adar. So don't say, I never give you a Kula. Here it is, you heard it here first. If you really feel that it's going to be detrimental to be happy in Adar, then, L'chaira, yesh l'cha ami lismaich, to continue to be miserable into the month of Adar.
Do you need some wine to be happy, or it's okay to be natural
happy? Natural happy? I like the natural happiness. If you need wine, nichnas yayin, yatsa side. Okay, but back to the ranch. Let's talk about another element of a Siyam. Let's talk about a man by the name of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the nicest guy in the world. He's always running around doing favors for people. He's inviting the guests, he's inviting the Arabs in, he gives them tongue, he gives them mustard. Wonderful. The Yetzer Hara is looking min hashamayim. Why doesn't the Yetzer Hara say, I can't take this guy already, I gotta knock this guy out? Nah. Yetzer Hara doesn't bother Avraham Avinu. Satan doesn't come and have a wrestling match with him and dislocate his hip socket. Yitzchak Avinu, the guy's davening all day long. Tefillah, tefillah, tefillah in his tent. Why doesn't Yetzer Hara come, come with like boxing and, punt? No, Yetzer Hara doesn't. Yaakov Avinu, the guy's, what's he doing already? He's sitting on the chair and he's learning. What's he doing already? No, Satan comes and he wrestles with Yaakov. He's trying to kill Yaakov Avinu and he dislocates his hip socket. Says the Heilige Chavetz Chaim, what do we see from here? The Satan does not like Balei Chesed, but he could deal with it. He could swallow it. He'll let them be. The Satan does not like people who specialize in tefillah, but you know what? He'll be soivel it. The moment a person wants to be a loimei Torah, which is the kryptonite of the Yetzer Hara, which is what is machalish, the Sitra Achra. Torah is the most potent antidote to the Yetzer Hara. The Satan cannot stand that. The Satan says, it's either me or you, I'm taking you down. So what we see from here is the biggest threat to the Satan is Talmud Torah. And it's the same thing with Haman. What was Haman trying to do? He was trying to be Oiker Talmud Torah. But we have a tradition, Kol Yaakov HaYadayim Idei Esav, that when the sound of Torah is heard, Esav is not shoylet. Therefore, says Ben Ishchai, Mordechai gathers all the Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban into the Beis Medrash to spear themselves from Haman. So how are we going to overcome Haman? Who? Hagoyra, Lefnei Haman. You got to preempt Haman. How do you preempt Haman? Take the letters before Haman. What comes before a hey? Dalet. What comes before a mem? Lamed. What comes before a nun? Mem. Spells Lamed. The only way to get Haman is Hu Hagoyral. Haman fell in the Goyral. Why? Lefnei Haman. Because we were Zoycha to learn Torah and to weaken Haman. What do we learn from here? We learn from here that that the biggest arrow in the eyes of the Yetzirah is Talmud Torah. And the one thing the Satan cannot stand is Talmud Torah. He's going to kill Yaakov, and that was the Koyach of Haman, and that's how we beat Haman. So now I'm going to tell you a little secret. As much as the Satan cannot stand Talmud Torah, there is something in this world that is even worse than Talmud Torah to the Satan. This is like the end all. This is the one thing that the Satan mamish cannot stand, Shein Kamoyu, more than anything else. He says, learn, 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 learn. But never make a siyam. Don't make a siyam. Learn the first parak. Learn the first parak. Do that for me, but you'll start with them. Every mesechta, you'll start with them. Or you could even almost finish. Just don't make a siyam. How do we know this? So there's a traditional, classic vart of the Ataras Yeshua, Reb Shua Horowitz of Jacob. He says like this: Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai. Yaakov woke up from his sleep. Al Tikri Mishnasai Ella. The Medrash says Mi Mishnasai. Yaakov was learning Mishnah. Which Mishnah? What's the last Mishnah in Shas? By the way, listen carefully. Just back to the Teflika Rav's vart. The last Mishnah in Shas is Uktzin. Hashalom. Oh, Shas and Shalom? We're going to juxtapose the Midah of Rapapa with Marba Shalom by taking into account all the opinions. But right before that we say, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, what? Shayoy Lomois. Shenemar? L'hoyav, right? Lahanchil L'hoyavi Yesh. Yesh is a remez to the last Mishnah in Shas. So what does Yaakov say? Vayikas Yaakov. Yaakov woke up Mishnasai from his Mishnayis. Vayoymer Achin Yesh. He's up to the last Mishnah in Shas. He's up to the last Mishnah in Shas. But the Satan is instigating. What's the name of the Satan? The Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Right? That's his name. That's his full-fledged name. On the social security card of the Malach HaMavas, it says Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. On his driver's license, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. You see him driving around. You see, on the passport, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. You know what he stands for? What kind of crazy name is that? Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Siyum Mesechta Ein Lasois. That's his name. That's his essence. His essence is learn a little abyssal here, abyssal there, this lima, that lima. Don't make a siyum. Because you make a siyum, you're going to feel like you have Torah in your pocket already. You're going to feel like it's part of you. You're going to feel like you're kind of it. You're going to get too cozy with it. That's the end of me. Just don't make a siyum. But Yaakov says no. Yaakov wakes up from his Mishnah. He says, Yesh. Yesh is the last Mishnah in Shas. Yaakov sees in the dream what? Oh! Help me out, someone. Sulam! Siyum Mesechta Lasois. Yaakov sees this, the Sulam. The Sulam represents Yaakovino conquering the Yetzer to make a Siyum. So we see from here that as badly as the Yetzer doesn't want us to learn, even more than he doesn't want us to learn, he doesn't want us to make a Siyum. We make a Siyum, that's like the biggest dagger in the heart. That's why Yaakov Avinu is able to overcome the Yetzirah and Sulam Siyum Mesechta Lasois, knock down the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. So what does that got? By the way, the Munkacher, back to the Munkacher, in a different sefer, the Shar Yisoscha. Where was Mr. Veg tonight? Right? Shar Yisoscha. He says that what's the pshat that Chassidim, they like to make Siyumim in the month of Av? What is it? Chassidim like meat? The Talmidei Baal Shem Tov were the biggest Purushim. They never eat meat the whole year. Vas Epis, all of a sudden, Av comes, they have to make a Siyum. The answer is the month of Av belongs to the Samach Mem. How are we going to destroy the Samach Mem? Learning's not enough. You got to make a Siyum. That's why they like to make a Siyum in the month of Av. And the Munkacher says, Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed, Siyum Mesechta Ein Lasis. Comes Haman, you ready for this? And Haman says, you know what? This Torah, I love Torah. You know why I love Torah? Because the Torah is hanging in the air. Why is the Torah hanging in the air? Because right now in history, how many books are there in the Torah? 23 books. But there's one, the Tanakh has not been completed yet. We don't have the 24th book. What's the 24th book? Megillas Esther. We don't have the 24th book. That's me. Siyum Mesechta Ein Lasois. The Torah has not been completed. So learn whatever you want. Learn Bereishis, Shemayis, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, Yeshua, Shevtim. But you can learn the Ksuvim also, but the last Megillah, and why was it so important that the Nitzachayin over Haman is Esther makes a petition to the Chachamim, Kizvuni Ladaris, write me. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, the bridge between Tarash Shebachzav and Tarash Shebaalpeh is Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is the siyum of the Tarash Shebachzav and the Haschalah of the Tarash Shebaalpeh. When you say Megillas Esther, what does the Gemara say about Megillas Esther? Hadar kibluha bimei Achashverosh. That's reminiscent of Hadrin Allah Chafdalit Svarim. Hadar kibluha. Megillas Esther is the siyum on the Tarash Shebachzav. So Haman is in a wonderful mood. First of all, there's no din of Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. Anyway, it's not brought down to Shulchan. And second of all, there's no Siyam here. You want Torah, you could have Torah. But the Torah is still in limbo. We have not completed it. So comes Haman. And Haman says, if I knock out the Jews now, and I destroy them now, I'm good to go. Knock them out, and there's no Siyam HaTorah. But the ultimate Nitzachayin over Haman was the composition and Megillas Esther being allowed into and canonized as part of the Tanakh. That became the Siyum of Tarash Shebachzav and the ultimate downfall of Haman and Amalek and his cohorts. Marver Abaisai, listen to this. How does Tarash Shebaalpeh begin? With what letter? Mem. How does Tarash Shebaalpeh end? Shalom with the end of Mem. A regular Mem and an ender Mem. Once you start that Tarash Shebaalpeh, Yetzer Hara says, look, you want to learn. But do me a favor, don't get to the final Mem. When you stick the Yetzer in between the regular Mem and the final Mem, that's Mitzrayim, says the Zera Kodesh. Says the Rav Shitzer. You want to know what Mitzrayim is? Mitzrayim, we know, is the kayach of the Malach HaMaves, of the snake. The snake's kayach is, start the mem, no problem. But I will interfere before you get to the last mem of Shisha Siddur Mishnah. That's one thing I don't want you to do. I don't want you to get to Hashem Oizam Oyitein Hashem Yivarech Hasam Oiv Hashalem. Mitzrayim, mem, final mem, with the Yetzer in between. So at this point in time, I was looking. You know, you have the 10 sons of Rapapa, and you have the 10 sons of Haman. Is there something there? You know, now, you know, my appetite is really wet. You know, wouldn't it be nice somehow the 10 sons of Rapapa were masaking the Kayach HaTumah of Haman. Haman's Tumah was anti-Siyam. Siyam Masechta Ein Lasois. The 10 sons of Rapapa are the Kayach of the Siyam. That's what we invoke by every Siyam. Is it Zeh Le'uma Zeh? Are they connected? And lo and behold, I can't believe it. Guess who the 10 sons of Rapapa are? So I found in a Sefer, the 10 sons of Rapapa were the Gogulim of the Aseres B'nai Haman. So I was like, who says this? So I'm going to give you, I'm going to be very honest with you. You can't make up Gogolim. You can't just say, oh, I have Akasha, so the Teretz is. That's not it. You need a source. So who are the sources? You could go the Arizal in the Shara Gogolim, or the Ramami Pano in Sefer HaGogolim. It doesn't say anywhere. So I called up, you know, a great Goyin who told me once that he wants to write a third Sefer on Sefer Gogolim. Called up the Shvile Pinchas, the Pinchas Friedman. Said, is there any basis? Now, it's interesting. This Sefer that maintains that they were Gogolim is a Heintige Sefer. It was written in the last 10 years by somebody in Eretz Yisrael. You could investigate on your own. So I asked the Pinchas Friedman, is there any basis that the 10 sons of Rapapa were the Gogolim of the Aseres B'nai Haman? He said, no. He said, don't say it. So I'm not going to say it. But he said, what you could say is, and this is an interesting thing. If you look in the Megillah, six times the word Yehudim is spelled with an extra Yud. Yehudim. Six times. 6 times 10 is 60. This is Keneged, the 60 Masechtas of Shas. Haman is interested Just do me a favor. Just don't finish the 16 Masechtos of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. That's what Haman was menaged. He was keneged. After all, the Chida brings down. What's a goyin? You know, nowadays everybody is a goyin, right? The starting point is a goyin. As soon as you're born, you're a goyin, and you work up from there, right? Says the Chida, what's the definition of a goyin? Goyin is gematria 60. You know, the 60 Masechtos. So Haman was menaged the completion of the 60 Masechtos. But, Baruch Hashem, we were zoicha to defeat Haman, and we were zoicha to knock off the Aseres B'nai Haman. And when we make a siyum, you have to realize it's a tremendous madrega and achievement in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah in general is a tremendous dagger in the heart of the Yetzer Hara. The Ramchal writes in the little kuntras, Derech Etz HaChayim, that for Klal Yisrael, Limud HaTorah is the Sam HaChayim, and for the Malach HaMoves, Limud HaTorah is the Sam HaMoves. So, Baruch Hashem, through Kabbalah, through Megillas Esther, we overcame Haman. We're Mekabel the Torah Shebaal Peh. We're Mekabel all 60 Masechtos. And now we have the opportunity to go against the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, who doesn't want us to make a Siyam. But the truth is that everybody with Fi Madre Gosai, truth is if you learn a Sefer of Nevi'im, you can make a Siyam. If you learn it with a Rishayin. As long as a person understands Torah, every word of Torah is a dagger in the heart of the Yetzer Hara. It gets us out of our personal Mitzrayim. You want to get out of Mitzrayim? People, everybody's in a Mitzrayim. Everybody's in a narrow strait, in a difficult situation. And the way we emerge is, get the Yetzer out. Just start bridging the gap between the first Mem and Shas and the last Mem and Shas. You push out the Yetzer Hara. You get out of Mitzrayim. You one up Haman. Haman is, you want to one up Haman? Lefnei Haman. Lefnei Haman is Dalid, Lamed, Mem. Then we're Zecha to overcome the Samach Mem, the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, Haman, and all of his Chevra. And we should be Zecha to a tremendous month of Simcha if you're able to handle it and you really want to do it. And Mishenechnas Adar, Marben Mesimcha Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.